Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding.
We're on a mission from God.
It's Sunday night and time for What Is That Show?
Shut up! Just shut up!
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. Don't wait.
We're on a mission from God.
Hey, drug addicts! What's up?
Matt, me and Elwood, putting the band back together.
Ma'am, you gotta understand that this is a lot bigger than any domestic problems you might be experiencing.
Would it make you feel any better if you knew that what we're asking Matt here to do is a holy thing?
You see, we're on a mission from God.
I'll sweat you, bring it on, bitch!
First you trade the Cadillac for a microphone. Then you lie to me about the band. Now you're gonna put me right back in the joint.
They're not gonna catch us. We're on a mission from God.
Pete the Fuchsia.
He started an escort service for the football team.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it.
Kevin Double K. Corman.
I am the man of this house.
And now, your hosts, Pete LaFuchsia and Kevin Double K. Corman.
Lord works in mysterious ways.
All right. Welcome, yep. Ladies and gentlemen, to another special edition of What Is That Show?
Or as I like to call it, Back from Vacation.
Back from Vacation. Kevin Corman here alongside Pete LaFuchsia, and we have got a hell of a show ahead of you. So, Pete, where are we at right now?
We are 30 seconds into the show.
We're 30 seconds into the show. Our longitude and latitude.
We're at the Steak Lube here in Fort Wayne on Coliseum Bike Night, but it's raining.
Yep.
But we're out of the rain.
Yep. So, yeah, like Pete said, we're out here live on scene this week at another exciting bike night. Every Wednesday night here at Quaker Steak. I play the music, so I've got a little playlist going on right now.
So that's what you hear in the background.
Yeah. So anyways, you know, we got an exciting show. We've got a lot to talk about from these past few weeks that's going on, not only just in the world, but in both Pete and my life. So we got to talk about that. And hopefully we've got Josh Bourne is going to sit in with us. He is one of the top bike stunt riders, stunt
Bourne
bike riders.
Is his last name?
Josh Bourne, B-O-R-N-E.
I wonder if he's any relation to Jason Bourne from the Bourne trilogy.
I don't know. I think I called him Jason the first time I met him, and I accidentally
You're
did
probably
that.
Not the first one to do something like that.
You know, it just sounds right. It just rolls
How
off the tongue.
How would you like to be a person with that last name, and all of a sudden the movies come out, and now it's like, oh, crap.
I think Bond would be the only better one if your last Bond. Name was Bond. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to What Is That Show on IndianaTalks.com. Kevin Corman here alongside Pete LaFuchsia, and we've got our next very special guest with us.
Where we're at first. We've got to give props to
Of course, Quaker Steak. We're at Bike Night. Bike Night here
up
at Quaker Steak.
Yeah.
Quaker Steak and Lube right here at Coliseum Boulevard for the weekly Bike Night they do every single Wednesday. Had a little rain tonight, so there's only maybe about 100 bikes out here, but every other week, they've been averaging 400 or 500 bikes. So if you guys haven't been out here yet and you own a motorcycle or have an interest in bikes, make sure you come out here. They do a lot of cool special events, including, you know, some stunt shows.
Hey, everybody likes stunts, right?
Everybody loves stunts. So we've got the infamous Josh Bourne, not to be mistaken with Jason Bourne.
Bourne.
Bourne with an E.
I'm not trying to get intimate with you. I need to tighten up.
Look at this guy.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to give me a hug.
Pete has a soft... Oh, don't tempt him. He will.
Oh, yeah, I will bear hug
Big
you.
Teddy bear.
Oh, yeah. I've got one thing. The twig and giggleberries never get shown, but I'll get naked. I'll sit on somebody's lap.
Oh, God.
I have no boundaries, okay?
No, he doesn't. You should hear some of the shit he had to do back in the day in the radio station. But that's a whole other story.
But it got me a career in radio, didn't it, Dan?
Yeah, you're true. That's very true.
I don't care that my ass got shown to 80,000 people.
Wow. 80,000?
No, I don't know.
It was close, 10. Though.
One of the first stunts I did in radio, it was opening day for the South Bend Silverhawks, and it was in between innings. I ran out of the dugout onto the batter's circle, the warm-up circle,
yeah.
and I stripped down to a G-string, ran around the bases, grabbed my stuff, and ran out.
I never heard that. Like,
you did? I thought I showed you the pictures.
South Bend's first streaker ever.
Yeah.
No, right. No, I had a G-string on.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Close,
yeah.
Right?
You can't call yourself a streaker then.
No, I'm not.
If you were that close, you should have just done it.
Tell me, was it a tux speedo?
A what?
Have you ever seen a tux speedo?
No. This thing, it was the banana hammock.
I know I'll tell you what. One of the announcers from the International Motorcycle Shows, he shows up in a hot tub one time, strips down out of his board shorts, and it's a tux speedo. It's a tuxedo speedo.
Oh,
it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. It was wonderful.
So I got to get one.
And folks, to explain to you, if you're trying to look for visual, the Will Ferrell skit he did on Saturday Night Live where he wore the red, white, and blue speedo that covered up a little bit more of the leg. That was, imagine that, but make it look like a tuxedo with the
I want one now, actually.
Well, I got a speedo, man. Oh, I'll tell you this.
Hey, nothing makes a statement like a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Just the word is just like, it's like one of the greatest. But anyways, Josh, thanks for being here, brother. I know you are one busy man.
Yeah, we've been definitely on the road a lot here lately. Kevin, Pete, I want to thank you both for having me on board here.
Absolutely.
But yeah, people out there, my name's Josh Borney, Borney Freestyle Entertainment. It's awesome to be out here, and we actually just got back in town not too long ago. We've been doing a little Midwest tour here. We were out at Ohio Bike Week. We had the Indiana Bate Mayor's Ride not too long ago there in Decatur. Doing a lot of different bike nights throughout Indiana. We were just up in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Did a couple dealership shows up there, and then Dowagiac, Michigan, and then Richardson, Michigan for Black Hawk Bike Night.
Jeez.
Coming back and forth trying to, you know, come to this wonderful bike night here at Quaker Steak and Lube. You know, this is awesome. So,
wow.
Life on the road. Living the dream,
man. You gotta love it.
Well, we asked earlier, how did you get into doing the stunts and all that stuff?
Oh, as funny as it is, I used to be a big basketball, football kind of player. Went to college, never even knew what a motorcycle was. Skateboarding, freestyle, I had no idea what that stuff was all about. Had a couple guys in college. I got my tax return check, and we're trying to figure out what to do with the tax return check. And two of the guys I lived with, they got me to buy a bike. And I was like, what do I want to buy a bike for? And they're like, oh, man, come on, you can pick up chicks. And that sold me immediately, you know. So I learned how to ride for a little while, probably about 4 months in, and I saw a guy doing a wheelie, and I was like, you can do that kind of stuff? It was all over after that, you know. I just kind of hooked up with the pros at the time, learned the fundamentals, and practice. So
which college do we owe that he gave you the...
Kettering University. It's actually the old General Motors Institute.
Oh.
So, I was an engineer for General Motors for about 7 years total, years full-time, so...
So now you're living the dream, man. You got to call it work. It's like me and DJing. You call it work, but we love it.
Hey, you got to love your job, right?
You absolutely do, man. All three of us, man. I mean, the whole radio, you have to have a passion for, because there's no money in radio. We both know that.
Yeah.
And, the bike and the DJing, same goes
for the motorcycle industry, but you can't put a price tag on riding a motorcycle every day.
Exactly.
So.
And I've had the honor of seeing this guy, man. I saw him out at the Tilt to Kill the first time.
Oh, we had a blast out there, yeah.
I mean, some of this stuff he did, I still remember it. The trick you do where you jump the front wheelie and you kiss the girl.
Oh, doing the stoppy kisses, man. I love that.
He pulls a girl out of the audience, brings her in the middle of the street, right? Flying towards her, straight on, hits the front wheelie,
move.
And they like kiss, bam. That's how
do
close
a little
he
kiss
gets.
On the helmet.
Kisses on the helmet.
I think we may even do some competitions here this weekend. So.
Oh, dude, when I saw that, I was playing the music, and oh man, it was something else. Because you know what, I don't see a lot of that kind of stuff.
So did you dial 911?
I was like, oh,
something is about to go down. Where's an ambulance at?
And then another cool thing, man. That I swear, that bike you got, the police bike.
Oh, that's a crowd favorite everywhere we go, man.
He's got working lights and siren.
Siren's off of it now.
Off of it.
It's getting some revamp work right now.
Oh,
but
man.
Yeah, we use that in the Multi-Tool Drift Series for the XDL National Competition Series. So
wow.
It actually got third place out in the last tour stop in Portland. So
wow, that's something else, man. It's
so is it a police like an old Harley or is it just a
no? It's a Hiosung GT650R. It's a V twin, but it's a full sport bike. It's got the extended swing arm out. Like a lot of people probably don't understand it, but you know how the cars drift side by side.
Yeah.
We do that same kind of concept with motorcycles. So no front brakes. You got two motorcycles that are out there competing against each other, and you get scored on styling points and speed and things like that.
He just got laid.
I totally just got laid.
That is
nice to
awesome.
See somebody getting it.
It is Hawaii night out here. Luau
Hello. I hate to tell you, everybody, I know it's going to be Sunday night, but you totally missed out tonight, so be sure to come back out next Wednesday.
Well, how can they check you out real quick to find out if you're coming anywhere else in Indiana?
Oh, yeah. I have my full schedule up online. We got pictures, video. It's bornyfreestyle.com. You can also check it out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Foursquare. Keep up with our travels all over the place. It's Josh Borney and Borney Freestyle.
Do you want me to ask this question like last time? Do you have a MySpace account?
Yeah.
I made that mistake. I go, how do they get a hold of you on MySpace? I asked our last guest.
That's like the only thing you could have said that isn't actually used anymore. I literally run 10 social media sites right now.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
No.
You on Vine yet?
It just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Oh, my
gosh.
It is so
ridiculous. No, I can ask him, what's your AOL keyword?
No, but I do want to talk about before, you know, we forget, this huge event we've got going on. I know this is going to be broadcasted Sunday night, but I still want to talk about it because it sounds freaking awesome, and it just gives, you know, the people an idea of some of the type of shows you do around town. Like for this, for instance, Auburn.
Yeah, we do a lot of different charity events, man. That's the one thing we always love to give back and get involved with, you know, any kind of charity event and organization. And it's called the Ride for the Red, and it's being brought to you by Randy Shaver and RBC Booking. And he's connecting up with the Indiana Freedom Riders, the Wounded Warrior Project, and the American Red Cross. And they're doing a lot of different fundraisers for the American Red Cross. They're doing fundraisers for obviously the Wounded Warrior Project and things of that nature. It's just going to be a big, huge, fantastic event. It's a motorcycle car show, motorcycle car and swap meet. Lots and lots of bands. They got a few different headliners from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Wow. Full days. It's going to be crazy.
Well, I wish our show wasn't broadcasted Sunday night so some of our listeners could come out, but I'm definitely going to be out there one of those nights. We're going to get some...
You can put links on our Facebook for all of these.
Facebook.com/whatisthatshow. Yep. So that's, we'll definitely do that. And I'll come out there and try to maybe pull some interviews from you and a couple buddies and try to take some footage and post it on our Facebook.
I was going to say, we'll have some photographers, videographers out there. So awesome. we'll give you guys some media to be able to put up. They can check out our Facebook page and our website also. And we'll have tons of recaps on that. So
awesome. Well, I know you won a few awards that were pretty big not too long ago. So name off some of those awards you won.
Oh, geez. It depends when and where. We ended up, for now, I mean, just from last year, as a recap from the XDL, you know, World Championship Finals, we ended up coming in 9th place overall, which was fantastic for us because we're actually running the only V-twin in the entire national competition series. It's kind of a, you know, it's a new thing for the entire sport because not a lot of guys run the V-twins. It's just a monster that nobody's really been able to harness, and we're pulling it out there, you know, doing a lot of different R&D work for Ohio Sim Motors America, and you know, it's been a fantastic run. We got the 3rd place overall out there in Portland and on the Drift Series, which that's something you got to see to believe, man. I'm telling you what.
So you do the stunt and you do the drift. That's separate from each other, right?
The Motul Drift Series is something completely different than the freestyle.
Gotcha. Wow, that's pretty neat because I know Pete's been, you know, Pete's a huge fan of just racing in general, and that's something that you probably never even seen before.
Oh, there's so many racing disciplines out there. I've no idea. I mean, whenever I hear about new ones, it doesn't surprise me. When somebody told me there's lawnmower racing, I went, okay, show it to me.
That's serious.
And then now there's nitrous lawnmower drag racing.
Now that's awesome.
They're taking Briggs & Stratton 5-horsepower engines, and they're pumping them up to 23 horsepower, throwing nitrous and other stuff on them. And they, with all the gearing, there's guys out there. There's a guy out there. He's in Alabama. Makes specialized parts to take an MDT tractor, which 90% of riding motors are made by MDT. A lot of people don't know that. They think, oh, I've got myself a Cub Cadet. I got a John Deere. Well, they're all made in the same factory, MDT. So what they do is they got pretty much all the same parts. He makes racing parts for these things, and they can race on grass or they can race on a straight line.
That's incredible. When people say I'm crazy. I don't think I'd even do that, man.
Oh, I can see you doing
amazing.
That.
It's just amazing. I mean, I can't even imagine. If you could come up with something dumb, if it's like camel racing on a crotch rocket while being pulled by a 1978 tracker. Dodge police
you
car.
You giving me ideas for later on tonight or what?
Yeah.
Who's got a camel?
Hey, you got to stand out, man. That's what people like.
I love coming to these bike races. They could have a lot of camel toe racing. I'm seeing a lot of toe.
I will definitely say, though, keep
Moose
an eye
knuckle,
out.
12 o'clock.
He's a little outrageous. You'll get used to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it, though. Big teddy bear, right? Big teddy bear.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, check it out, xdlshow.com. That's going to be our worldwide competition series, and you can definitely be sure that the Motul Drift Series is going to be the biggest thing taking the world by storm, because it's insane to see people's reactions to what we can do on motorcycles. I know freestyle is mind-blowing, but it's whenever you get out there and you can drift race motorcycles.
Oh, gosh,
it's insane.
That's revolutionary.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I can only imagine, man. I definitely want to come see one of those. You did a little bit of that
A little bit of a teaser.
We've never
really been able to do a real race around here. We haven't really gotten the room, but I think that might be changing soon, too. We got to talk to Bearfield a little bit last week.
Yes.
So.
I think we might
be pulling some action here probably later on this fall or maybe next spring.
That's what they need is stuff like that, you know. And I remember one thing, that the colored smoke, they really stuck out of my mind.
You got the Shinko smoke bomb, man.
You had the back wheel had colored smoke. So
answer me this. Is that because the different color rubbers they're putting in there?
They have a specialized rubberized compound that they inlay with the tire itself.
Gotcha. I've seen that on cars.
Yeah.
And they're like,
start
you ever
to transition
look at
over
red
now.
Stripe in there, it'll give you a pinkish, reddish color or green or whatever. So, yeah.
The best part is now they got the orange for the HD guys, too.
Really?
Wow. All right, man. Well, we don't want to take any more of your time. I know you're out here and enjoying yourself here. But good luck this weekend. Hopefully I can come out there, and hopefully we can get you back on the show sometime. And you got other shows. But, stay tuned to our Facebook page. I'll put a link to your site and, your Facebook page, because I know you post where you're at. So all over the state, even in the Midwest states, we got listeners out of state.
California, New York. I think we're actually going to be going to Peru, South America next month. So
wow.
We stay on the road a lot.
Well, when you need a DJ. Jay, sign me up.
Definitely. We'll pack you up in a suitcase and take you down south.
Hey, I'll do it. I will do it. I will do it. You already know. So I appreciate it, Josh.
Hey, yeah, man. I appreciate it, Kevin. Appreciate it, Pete. I'm glad to be out here today, and hopefully we'll see some more people out here next Wednesday.
Yeah, buddy. All right. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with Courtney, who is in charge of this whole shindig out here at Bike Night. So we'll talk to her and see what's going on with this madness every Wednesday. So you're listening to What Is That Show? IndianaTalks.com. We'll be right back.
What is that show?